A debt of just £2 will get you locked up in a debtor's prison. The prison, like almost everything else in greedy, managerial Hanoverian Britain, was a business, a matter of pounds, shillings and pence. £5,000 was the price one John Huggins paid for the wardenship of the Fleet Prison, the equivalent of £500,000 today. The way he could recoup his investment was to charge the inmates for their stay, the hotel from hell, including, of course, the rent for their shackles. A fiver would get you your own cell, a few shillings more, something approximating food. Less than that, and you took your chance in the packed common prison, sleeping on the floor, no air, no sanitation, and smallpox waiting to get you. Who are the real criminals? Was the cry on the streets and in the coffee houses and in the newspapers of London. Everywhere you looked, the line between the law enforcers and the law breakers seemed arbitrary. In 1725, the Lord Chancellor was convicted of embezzling £80,000. People had had enough.